Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we feature thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us. SmartEye is the global leader in human insight AI, technology that understands, supports, and predicts human behavior in complex environments, bridging the gap between humans and machines for a safe and sustainable future. Today's episode features Rob Wesley, North American Sales Director at SmartEye. Rob holds a Bachelor of Science in Forensic Science and Technology and a Bachelor of Arts in Chemistry. He has spent his career at a number of automotive companies, including Panasonic Automotive Systems and Bosch, in roles varying from account management to strategic consulting. Rob has been with SmartEye for 6 years and has been an integral part in scaling its business development initiatives, working with researchers and clients to find the eye-tracking solutions that best align with what they are trying to achieve. Rob and I talked all about human factors, everything from analyzing behavior to providing insights in a wide variety of fields, making research, development, and education progress towards a safer and better tomorrow. We got deeper into how some of the more technical aspects of SmartEye's research instruments products work, as well as some of the use cases on how different organizations use our technology. Let's listen in to learn more. All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. With me today, I have Rob Wesley, North American Sales Director at SmartEye. Rob, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello. Okay. So to start, please tell us about your background. How has your career path taken you to SmartEye?
It's a long career path, I can tell you that. So I graduated from Michigan State University with degrees in forensic science and chemistry. I spent about 6 months interning with the Michigan State Police Crime Laboratory in Grand Rapids. From there, I did a couple years work at the Department of Environmental Quality, worked for their mobile laboratory doing water and soil analysis. But then I was offered a job in the automotive industry as a sales engineer for a small company that had some oil analysis technology. So that kind of brought me into automotive. After that, I spent over 20 years in automotive, 10 at Panasonic Automotive, and then 11 years at Bosch, both in a sales role as well as project management. And I even spent the last 3 years as president and general manager of a small cybersecurity subsidiary of Bosch. After the merger into Bosch, I was contacted by this very interesting company out of Sweden called SmartEye, who is doing some amazing work in AI. And from there, I've been there for almost 6 years.
Wow, awesome. So what's your role at SmartEye today?
So today I'm the Director of Sales in North America for the Research Instruments Division. I work primarily in the northern regions of North America.
So we did want to speak to you today about SmartEye's research instruments applications for human factors. So for those who are unfamiliar, let's start with the business area itself. So can you give us a brief overview of research instruments products?
Sure. So we work with primarily with research organizations and many universities around the globe. I think over 150 universities around the globe. We specialize in complex test environments. You know, there's a lot of eye tracking systems out there that track on a single screen. Certainly we can do that, but we go well beyond that. So our systems are best suited for more complex environments where you'll have multiple screens or a cockpit, and it works best when the test subject is either seated or semi-stationary, such as a driver or a pilot. Our flagship product is called the SmartEye Pro. It's a very small camera system. It's a multi-camera system, so it can be scaled up to 8 cameras, which allows it to fit in almost any test environment. And then we have some other products like the one we call the XO, which is an all-in-one camera solution. So the cameras and the flashes are all built into one small box, basically, that utilizes the same interface as SmartEye Pro, but it's built for not only single screens, but can track even around the screen as well. And then lastly, I would say we provide also a number of peripherals that can do other things. For instance, like screen grabbing, where you can do a gaze overlay directly on a video display, or we have another product called Smart Recorder, which does a gaze overlay outside of a cockpit via overlay onto a video camera image. So that allows you to do, you know, gaze tracking outside the vehicle and inside the vehicle.
So now you started heading into my next question. So given the nature of SmartEye's research instruments products, what are the applications in the human factors research industry specifically? So maybe we can start with, as you already started, you know, transportation research, automotive, aviation, flight simulators as an example, and you know, feel free to expand.
Okay. Well, I would say SmartEye, we've been working in the automotive industry for over 20 years. It was kind of where we got our start. We're a unique company in that we can support automotive companies in all phases of auto development, from research to development, validation, and even into production. I believe today we have over 17 global manufacturers and over 141 vehicles that will be launching with the SmartEye driver monitoring system. Specifically on the research side, we do driver monitoring, driver performance evaluations. You mentioned HMI. We do a lot of work with HMI researchers for development for things like infotainment design, cluster design, and heads-up displays. In regards to the aviation side, this has been an area that's grown quite a bit over the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years. The aviation sector has found a lot of usages for the SmartEye Pro system, both for pilot and crew monitoring, as well as pilot performance and training. There's been a big push to decrease the time to train a pilot and then to improve the capabilities of pilot training. And SmartEye Pro systems have been used for those applications. We have a number of customers in the aviation side, such as we work with the FAA, NASA, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy. I mean, all of the U.S. and Canadian military branches utilize SmartEye Pro for a lot of their research applications. But I mean, we've even branched into other areas such as the medical field, as well as neuroscience and psychology research as well.
And then we also did touch on this a bit, but let's talk target customers that we work with. Who would you say that our products, this product is for, and where are we today with it, would you say?
So I would say our primary customers are researchers, both in universities and companies that want, you know, completely naturalistic testing with a robust data flow, as well as simplified data usage.
And so at a high level, because I am a mere marketing person, can you share some of the underlying science on how it works?
So the way SmartEye Pro works is we utilize infrared light at 850 nanometer wavelength to create a corneal reflection, or in other words, a glint on the eye. And so since we know the location of the cameras, we know the locations of the flashes, we can use those glints to triangulate to determine specific gaze direction. We can actually get down to about 0.5 degrees of accuracy on the gaze. So we also capture things like head positions, head rotations, your eye position, your eye openings, your blinks, your fixations, saccades, and even your pupil diameter. So we provide a lot of information to the researcher. In fact, we provide over 145 different measurements up to 120 times a second, which allows our researchers to determine things like driver drowsiness and even driver workload.
Definitely. And that was a super technical explanation. So let's maybe up-level it a bit for highlighting some of the ways this eye tracking technology is being used for something like an age-based study, for example, like studies involving children or the elderly. Can you explain a little bit about some of those studies and what they're trying to accomplish?
Sure. So often when like our researchers are doing testing with children, one of the challenges they have, that the children may not want to wear something on their head. Those things often get bumped during testing and it can create a lot of challenges. So the nice thing about the SmartEye Pro is it's completely naturalistic. You don't have to wear glasses in it. So it can really simplify testing on children. And with the elderly, often they wear glasses, and some of the systems don't allow you to wear glasses, where SmartEye Pro does. So it really can simplify that process as well. So yeah, I would say that just makes it possible to test people with glasses.
Definitely. And we were also talking recently where you mentioned a certain farm equipment manufacturer, which we won't name, but they use our technology for product design. So can you talk us through how they came to work with us and the results that they've seen?
So yeah, we had a client in the farm equipment industry that was interested in looking at objects within the cab as well as outside of the cab. And it's frankly, a challenging project. There's not a lot of systems that can do what we can do. So we were able to model what's inside the cab as well as outside the cab using the smart recorder tool on top of the SmartEye Pro. And so we can track the driver as they're looking inside the cab, outside the cab, and as they rotate it around within the cab. So it gives them the ability to do that through usage of additional cameras. So we were able to scale the system to meet their objectives.
Very cool. And another case study involved RTI, which I believe was a driving simulator. They were using our eye tracking. Can you illustrate who they are, what they were trying to understand, and how they were using our tech?
Sure. So Real-Time Technologies is a division of FAAC. They're located in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they specialize in research simulators. So we've been working with them for several years, and they've actually integrated the SmartEye Pro data stream into their simulators to provide real-time gaze visibility on both stationary and dynamic objects in the simulator screen. So essentially, what this capability allows the researcher to do is to understand exactly what the driver is looking at, even at dynamic objects. So the objects are highlighted when the driver looks at those items in the screen. So it makes it much easier to post-processing, since you don't have to calculate the eye position, the gaze vectors, and where those gaze vectors are intersecting. The system does it for you. So it's a huge advantage to reduce post-processing time.
Very cool. Love it. And also, because of your role in sales, I do want to ask, what are some of the differentiators you see of, you know, SmartEye's products and some of our competitors?
I think the big one is, as I mentioned, to reduce post-processing. SmartEye has usage of the 3D world model, which is simply a replication of your test environment. So whereas many systems will say your eyes are located here, the gaze vectors are here, and they leave it up to you to figure out, or the researcher to figure out, where that gaze is intersecting, SmartEye goes a step beyond that, and we tell you exactly what the subject is looking at. I would say the other things that make it unique is the robustness of data. Since we use infrared light, we're using a very small sliver of infrared light, so we're not impacted by changing lighting conditions, so you get a stable data flow. Okay. The other things may be completely naturalistic, no wires, no headgear to allow you to test with glasses. And last, I would say easy access to data. We allow you to stream your data through UDP or TCP, and we actually provide an API that allows you to control the system remotely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So we covered a lot of ground today. We talked use cases, features, functionality, capabilities. If you had one takeaway for the audience listening today, what would you like to tell them?
Simply that there's a broad range of eye trackers out there that perform well in specific applications. If you're doing research, make sure you're buying a product designed specifically for your research application, meaning it will have the accuracy and the capabilities needed for your application.
Yeah, absolutely. And also for our listeners, can you let them know where they can go to learn more, or do you have any other call to action for them?
Well, actually, we're going to be exhibiting this week and next at CES, as well as the Transportation Research Board in Washington, D.C. Later on this year, we are likely to be at AHFE and as well as the HFES conferences. We have a number of webinars and webinar links that are very helpful on our website, as well as ebooks and case studies.
Definitely. I will drop all of that info. It's a lot of letters for all these events into the show notes. And yes, definitely, we have lots of great past webinars and ebook content. So great. So that was all I have for you, Rob. It was such a pleasure speaking with you. And thanks so much for making the time to speak with me today.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Ashley.
Two of my biggest takeaways in my conversation with Rob included the interesting challenge of age-based studies. As a mom, I can absolutely attest that my children do not want to wear things on their faces, and how the elderly already have glasses. So if you do not have a naturalistic method of data collection as a researcher, how can you approach these different age groups and working with them? Additionally, I also really liked how the SmartEye solutions provided that extra step of analysis for the researchers, so saving them significant time parsing through raw data provided from some of the other systems just seems like a huge differentiator as well. So I hope that you enjoy today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Human-Centric AI podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show and weigh in on the discussion using hashtag Human-Centric AI Podcast. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.